You've entered the Networker Zone, the ultimate podcast for networkers in direct sales, network marketing, MLM, or any sales side hustle. You'll learn the skills for the how-to and the mindset to make it work from the author of over 20 best-selling books and over 25 years in the business. Here's your host, Keith Schreider.
All right, today in the zone, we are talking about how to follow up stress-free. This is one of the top five most popular Zooms that I do. Now, if you're not on the Zoom list, those Zooms are free. Make sure to go to bigalbooks.com/zoom-calls, and that way you're on the VIP notification list for the free Zooms. Before we get started on some follow-up techniques you can use right away, let me give you a quick tip. Has this ever happened to you? You have a hot prospect. They love the product or the service. They have plenty of money, and they're raring to go, and they go, you know what? Timing's just not right for me. Well, our natural instinct is, of course, to combat that objection, and we have some closing techniques for this. But imagine if the timing is legit not correct for them, like they just moved, or they're just about to go on vacation. They probably don't want to sign up right before they go on vacation, whatever the case may be. What we have to say is, I understand. Now, when we say, I understand, what happens? Well, the prospect sees it. They understand me. They're on my side of the table. They're not trying to fight me. They're not trying to object what I'm saying. So when we say, I understand, boom, their ears open up versus, oh, let me think of another objection just in case they combat it. So what do we say? I understand. Timing is everything. Great first sentence. Now, keep in mind, I actually took part of this from Wes Linden, so let me give you credit where credit is due. If I say, I understand, timing is everything. And here is the magic sequence of words, of course, we can use. Second phrase is, would it be okay if I touch base with you in a couple of weeks? Oh, yeah, of course. And what we have is permission for us to follow up with them. So let me give you it one more time. I understand, timing is everything. Would it be okay if I touch base with you in a couple of weeks? Now you can customize it. It's just a formula. You can say, I understand timing is everything. Would it be okay if I touch base with you every couple weeks or in a couple of days or when you get back on vacation or whatever the time frame that you like to use? It's simple. As long as you say, I understand, ears will open up versus close off. I'm not listening. I'm just waiting for them to finish talking so I can say no yet again. So this is a great technique to get our prospects to say, yes, I'm still interested, and yes, I'd like to be followed up with. But of course, the question is, oh my goodness, what in the world are we going to say when we can follow up with them? And of course, skills are great, but if we don't have the right mindset, none of those skills matter. That's what I love about this podcast. We want to give you the skills and the mindset. And with this episode, you are going to get both. At live workshops and of course on Zoom, I like to ask people, how many people joined the very first time you heard about your company? Now, there's always going to be, on average, 10% that say yes. And some people say, oh, yeah, definitely me. And then their sponsor goes, no, it took me a couple of times. On average, it could take 2-7 times. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that most people, 90% on average, did not join the very first time they heard about their company. So here's a reality check. If we don't follow up with our prospects, we're literally missing 90% of possible distributors in our organization. Or another way to look at it is, if we followed up, our organization would be 10 times the size. Well, not really. It's exponential value, so it's even more than 10 times the size. But here's a great way to look at it. Imagine what your commission check is for the week, for the month, however you get paid. Imagine it's $1,000 per month. Let's take that. If you followed up with people, it'd be 10 times that amount. You'd simply just add a zero to your commission. So if you're making $1,000 a month, if you actually followed up with people and your organization follows up, it'll be $10,000 per month. Or if your check is $10,000 per month, well, if you followed up, your organization followed up, you'd be making $100,000 per month. So simply add a zero to the very end of your check, and that is your possible earnings if you follow up, and more importantly, your organization follow-ups with these techniques. I mention your organization because imagine that your new distributor joins. They are all excited. They forget that when they joined, it took them 2, 3, 4 exposures before they joined, because 90% won't join the very first time. So they get all excited. Oh, I finally get it. I understand it. I'm going to talk to everybody. Everybody should understand this. And maybe they talk to one person or two or three or four or five, and they have a 90% chance of not joining right away. What's the new distributor thinking in their mind? Oh, I'm not sure why I joined. This is crazy. Why aren't people joining? Maybe, what was I thinking? You know, they may have a negative mindset because they forget that it took them a couple exposures before they joined personally. So when a new distributor joins your team, this is one story that you can share with them. Now, it's just a formula. You could modify the story. It's really all about setting their mindset correct so they know they need to follow up. I call it the Apple Store story. Now, not Apple like the fruit, Apple like the phones, the tablets, the Apple products. And it goes like this. Talk to the new distributor. Imagine if you could open up an Apple store at the mall. How much do you think that would cost? And they say, oh, I don't know, $100,000, $2 million. You say, great. Imagine, number one, if you could come up with the money and you could staff it, do all those headaches that traditional businesses do. And Monday morning, you open up your Apple store. You turn on the lights, raise the gates, whatever it is, open the doors and say, I'm open for business. And the first person that walks into the mall doesn't even look at your Apple store. They just kept walking. They didn't even see the brand new store. You say, okay, no problem. The second person that walks into the mall, they look in your store and go, ooh, look, new Apple store. Nah. And walks away. The third person finally looks at your store, walks in, plays with the phones for like 5 minutes and just walks out once someone said, ooh, what can I help you with? They just walked out, freaked out, and they're gone. Finally, the fourth person that walks into the mall spends 30 minutes inside your store asking questions about pricing, asking questions about the colors of the phones and the tablets. And at the very end of the 30 minutes, they go, you know what? I think I need to come back. I'll be back next week. Well, what are you going to do? Well, you're probably going to say, forget it, I quit. Apple stores don't work. Nobody's interested in Apple products. I can't believe I spent money on this Apple store. $2 million down the drain. I'm done. No, probably not. What are you going to do? You're going to continue to leave your doors open because you know that, number one, you've never seen an Apple store go out of business. Similar to, I've never seen a Starbucks or a McDonald's or any other successful business go out of business. Because they know what to say, they know what to do, but more importantly, they know as long as they leave their doors open, as long as they let people know that they're still in business, business will come. And guess what? Maybe the fourth person that walked in and spent 30 minutes of their time, maybe they want to bring their family. Maybe their family of five all needs phones, and they want to grab 5 new phones at your store. You never know, but you know that as long as you stay open, business will come. So feel free to use that story, adjust the story. Just make sure to share a story so your new distributor has their mindset correct that they need to follow up. Also, our team and of course ourselves, we need to schedule in our follow-ups because imagine this, you're busy, I'm busy, our prospects are busy, our distributors are busy. People just have busy lives nowadays. So you have to schedule them in. Now, I personally use my phone calendar that syncs with my computer. Some people use pen and paper and a month at a glance calendar, a week at a glance calendar, a day timer, whatever works best for you. We have to schedule in our follow-up. So we say, oh, I'm going to follow up with you in a couple of days. Well, if it's Wednesday, we say, oh, I'm going to put it on there for Friday. Or I'm going to follow up with you next week. We need to put that into our schedule because life happens. We may have stuff out of our control that gets in the way of us building our business. But if we schedule it in, just like we schedule in important things with doctor's appointments and kid activities and date nights with our spouse, things that are very important, we need to schedule in. The exact same with our business, especially following up with our prospects. So we have our mindset correct, our schedule is set, the day and time comes when we want to follow up with our prospects, and we give them a call, ring, ring, and guess what? Nobody answers. Why? Not very many people answer their phone. Me personally, I only answer my phone to maybe 6 people, unless they schedule something in with me. Unless they send me an email, unless they shoot me a text message, chances are I won't answer my phone. Why? Because I don't know, is this phone call going to be 5 minutes or 30 minutes? Does somebody want something or does somebody need something? I have no idea. And chances are, your prospects will be the exact same way, especially with younger generations. Now, you could be angry about it, but it's the reality of the situation, as some people, they don't answer their phones. They want to hear what it's all about. They want to hear the voicemail. More importantly, they want to get a text message as far as, why is this person calling me, before I can commit to the time. So whether we use text messaging, which I prefer, some people use email, some people leave voicemail, it's really, what can we say that's going to get them to call us back? That's going to get them, more importantly, to engage in a conversation. I can guarantee you, they don't want another sales pitch. They don't want another top 10 list of why your product or service is awesome and why your business is the best business in the entire world. No, they want, what's in it for me? Even if they know you, it's still about what's in it for me. Remember, they're parting with their time. We have to make it worth their time. Here are a couple of options. If you have a brand new product or a brand new service or a brand new incentive that you know it would benefit them, well, it's all about offering. You can send them a quick text message. Oh, I just want to let you know, we just got this brand new service. It's going to be an upgrade for the exact same price that you're paying right now. It only takes 2 minutes to set up. Feel free to text me or give me a call at any time. You can also customize this for pretty much any product or opportunity, but honestly, they're kind of level one. They're not super exciting and, more importantly, not super effective, but at any case, it's better to do something than nothing at all. You could even text them a follow-up. I'm just following up. But let's get to a next level follow-up so you get response right away. Imagine if you're the prospect and you get this text message. I know you're not interested in our business. Now, what is going through your mind? 2 things could happen. Number one, I'm off the hook. Salesman guard down. They're not trying to push me. They're not trying to sell me. Those are kind of the green, red, yellow personalities. But what about the red personality? If you saw that text message, I know you're not interested in our business, what do you get? What do you mean I'm not interested in their business? Maybe I am interested in their business. How dare they say I'm not interested in their business? Maybe I should take another look at it. Either way, you win. So you win with this phrase for all different 4 color personalities. So the first sentence in our text message is, I know you're not interested in our business. Now, I hear some people say, I would never say that. Well, let me give you the full picture. This way you know exactly what's going to be in the prospect's mind. You get this text message, imagine we're the prospect. I know you're not interested in our business. Can you do me a favor? If you hear anyone talking about wanting to earn some extra money, can you please recommend me? Now, those 3 sentences, a statement and 2 questions, really, make it easy for the prospect to understand. Remember, I know you're not interested in our business. 3 out of 4 times, they'll say, oh, salesman guard down. 1 out of 4 times, they'll say, what do you mean? Man, I'm going to prove them wrong. Either way, you win 4 out of 4 times. When you say, can you do me a favor? What's in their mind? Well, yeah, they let me off the hook. Do them a favor. Not trying to push me into anything. Good to go. And of course, our last question in our text message, and this can be customized, just giving you an example for opportunity. If you hear anyone talking about wanting to earn some extra money, can you please recommend me? What are we really doing? Well, we're really just reminding them of our icebreaker. Now, this could obviously be customized a little bit more in depth. If you hear anybody that wants to earn an extra $500 per month or $50,000 per month, you kind of can customize it to your prospect. Or if you hear anybody that wants to earn an extra income without an extra job or wants to go on their dream vacation or wants to have our company incentive trips, whatever you're promoting to that prospect, if you know your prospect, you know their hot buttons, of course, you can fill that into the blank. But what you don't want to do is do a big push. I know you're not sitting in our business. Can you do me a favor? If you're anybody who wants the most revolutionary comp plan in the entire industry that's ever been done before, blah. No, that's not what they want. They want to be talked to in real terms so they understand us. So one more time, I know you're not in our business. Can you do me a favor? If you hear anybody wanting, insert your benefit, can you please recommend me? And if you have problems with your benefit, whether it's opportunity, product, or service, make sure to listen to the Icebreakers episode. I'll put that link in the show notes. And it's also episode 2 if you're on Apple Podcasts or if you listen directly on our website. And I think some other podcast apps, they're all different. But either way, just look for the Networker Zone and Icebreakers, and that will pull up. So I'll do some quick examples for different services out there. I know you're sitting in our service. Can you do me a favor? Hear anybody that's tired of overpaying for their electricity service, tired of overpaying for their cell phone service, tired of getting a horrible interest rate at the bank. So whatever the benefit of your service is, or for product, same thing. I know you're not sitting in our product, or I know you're not sitting in our weight loss plan, whatever it is. Can you do me a favor? If you hear anybody wanting, and then insert your benefits. So hear anybody wanting to lose weight without dieting, that wants to look 10 years younger, if you're in skincare. All those examples and icebreakers, you simply add it into the formula and it's super easy to get a response. Now what happens? Well, in workshops, I say, you know, send this out to 10 people that you've talked to this year. Now some people, they say, well, I haven't talked to 10 people this year. I said, well, at least get 5. And if you haven't talked to 5 people this year, well, 5 people that you've talked to, it could be 5 years ago. It doesn't really matter. At least send it out to 5 people. I know we've at least mentioned our business to 5 people. And what happens? Well, after the break, some people get response right away, sometimes within a minute. So they say things like, oh, thanks for offering. Appreciate it. Or I've been meaning to text you. I've been meaning to call you back. Or, oh, yeah, that sounds great. What are you doing tomorrow? You're going to get all sorts of responses. But I can guarantee you're going to get a bigger response if you customize it. Try things out. Try things out with your upline. Try things out. I've talked a lot about this with teenager tests. I talk a lot about this on different episodes. Try it out. See what gets the best response. And more importantly, if you customize it to each individual prospect, it makes a huge difference. And of course, one more disclaimer. If they don't text you back or if they don't email you back, it's okay. Life gets in the way. And as long as you're using real words and not being pushy, it's okay to follow up with people from time to time, from week to week, to month, whatever works best for you. Now, obviously, we've got this information from the follow-up book. This is not an infomercial for the book, but I'll put the link up there. What is an infomercial for is for our free Zooms. So these are additional Zooms. I gave you the link as well. I'll put that in the show notes, biglbooks.com/Zoom-calls. And of course, one of the techniques that I talk about is on follow-up. So I do a little bit more in-depth information about automatic follow-up. And of course, we also do Q&A. And one more free resource I'd like to plug is the Network Marketing Questions Facebook group page. Nobody mentions their company. There's no spamming or cross-recruiting. It's a safe space for the entire industry. And also, remember, we're not talking about our company name or talking about our product, but I'd love to have people post up some of their follow-up text messages. You can get feedback from other networkers all around the world. And as always, podcasts are free. If you found value, please share it with somebody. And if you'd like to be notified about upcoming weekly episodes, simply hit the plus, follow, subscribe button. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or a podcast platform that allows reviews, if you could give us a review, we appreciate it. But more importantly, looking forward to sharing another episode next week.
Thanks for visiting the Networker Zone. To get awesome networking tips delivered directly to your inbox, or for more information about books, audiobooks, online training, including Zooms and masterclasses, make sure and visit BigAlBooks.com.